Chad Trofkerman here from IncredibleTutorials.com. Today I'm going to go over the quick selection tool in Photoshop. Now in my last tutorial I went over the magic wand tool, which is actually kind of similar to this one, except this one can make your life a lot easier in certain circumstances. So let's go ahead and check it out and see what it does. The first thing we need to do is select it, obviously, and that is on our toolbar, and it's the fourth option down, and it shares that section with the magic wand tool, so you might need to click your mouse button down to select it. So once you've done that, I'm going to point out that you can actually have a brush size for this one. So it's like the paintbrush tool and all that kind of stuff, or the eraser tool. And so you can adjust the width of the brush right up here. Or if you prefer, you can go ahead and use the brackets to adjust the brush just like you would any other brush. So once you get a size that you want, and we don't want it too big, but about that size for the image I'm working on, I'm just gonna go ahead and click once. And when I do that, you'll see that it selects that entire petal with just one click. So it's actually kind of amazing. Now what I'm going to do is click and hold down my mouse button like as if I was drawing, and I'm just gonna kinda just circle the flower here really quick. And as I do this, you can see that it just selects the entire flower, it just, you know, sticks to it like a magnet. And I'm just gonna come down here to my stem. I'm going to reduce my brush size a bit here and just click once. And there you go. It is all selected. Now, if you watched my first tutorial on the lasso tool, it took me like several minutes to select this entire thing. And even then the results were not very good because I wasn't very steady and it was just kind of hard to draw around this thing. So let's just go ahead really quick and let's Command or Control C if you're on a PC to copy the flower. I'm just gonna bring it over to an image here really quick and just paste it in. And you can see the results are pretty good. There's not really too many defects on the flower. I mean, it could use a little bit of editing, but for the most part, it looks pretty good. So let's go ahead and try this on a more advanced or complex picture, I should say. So let's come over here to this one with this idiot jumping, I guess. And I'm going to select the tool again. And let's just kind of go through and draw and click and see what happens here. So I'll start like down here-ish and I'll just kind of start drawing up, going like this. Come down here. And you'll notice that I kind of went outside, but I will show you how to correct that in a second here. So we'll just kind of come in, keep drawing. Kind of come up here. Up here. Okay. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to zoom in down here to show you guys how to correct that bigger selection that we want to reduce. So I'm going to hold in my Command or Control key in my space bar, and that'll temporarily bring up my zoom in tool. I'm just gonna zoom in here really quick. And I'm going to go ahead and reduce the size of my brush. And now I'm going to hold in the Alt key. And you'll notice that brings up a minus sign in the center of my brush. That means I can reduce. So I'm gonna click in the area that I don't want to be selected. So I'm just gonna kinda click around here and you'll see it's reducing it as I go along here. Just kinda come in and try to get that reduced and like that. And it kinda cut off a little bit here, so I'm just gonna reduce my brush even further. Just kinda come in there and touch that up a bit like that. And right here, could use a little bit touching up too. And I'm going to then move up. Now we have the hands, which are, of course, a bit more detailed. So let's go ahead and just try to touch that up too. So I'm just gonna hold in the Alt key here and try to reduce this area a bit. And click here to get this thumb selected, fingers, and so on. And I can keep going here and just keep touching and touching things up here and selecting different things and all that kind of stuff. But I think you guys can get the basic idea of how this tool works, so I probably don't need to go too much further. But anyway, that's pretty much how the tool works. It's really great in certain situations, as I said, and it's really great for simple stuff, and it is a big time saver for stuff like this, more complex stuff, because again, if you're using, for instance, a regular lasso tool, it would take a very long time. It takes a lot of, you know, concentration to draw through all that. So with this, coupled with the other selection tools, I'm sure you can select things very precisely in a very easy manner. I have more tutorials coming, so until the next tutorial, I'll see you guys then.